This is Ron Amatron live from New York. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we're going to go to the Lightship tonight. And we'll do that in the next probably few minutes here so we can get comments from everybody from the fast chat, or if you want to call in and, you know, mention what you've had as far as healings. Had a wonderful day today. Had a workshop at the ARE Center. I'm having another one this coming Tuesday at 6:30 to 9:30. That's in New York on 30th Street, Edgar Cayce ARE Center. Going to have a three-hour workshop this coming Tuesday. And we went to Union Square today and did a lot of healings with people outside in the park. I'd say we did probably, 70, 80 of them with different people. Chakra alignments, looking for physical problems with people. So if you do happen to live in New York, I'm planning to go there the way it looks next Saturday at around 6 o'clock. So hopefully we'll see you there. Just look on the square, and we'll be there. We'll have a little sign, I imagine, and look for just a group of people. We'll have a session doing healings, one-on-one or groups of people. Either way, it all works the same. So let's go to the Lightship, everybody. So if you're brand new, do you want to add anything, Sylvia, before we go to the Lightship?
Oh, just I think it's so great that you're taking the live healings to the streets of New York. I think that's awesome and wonderful opportunity, and I hope anyone who's listening from there will catch that and tell their friends and go see what it's all about next week.
Yeah, so what you may do is check the website, creationlightship.com, and I'll have it posted there on the event calendar on the left side. It's one of the first links that you click on the website, so you can go there and we'll probably have it posted what time we're going to show up at the at Union Square there. So here we go. Let's go to the Lightship, everybody. So if this is new to you, this might be a brand new experience. Maybe you were at the square today having a healing done. We go to the Lightship. This is creation energy that we go to. And this is where Jesus took people 2,000 years ago for his miracle healings. And we're going to go there right now to experience about 15 minutes of divine healings with these beautiful people. So here we go. These are beings that are here to help us. And I'll say hi to Heal. She was there at the square, too. We have a lot of people that were there just watching and being amazed, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring with, you can. We're going to go up to the Lightship in physical form, just the way we are now, but you're going to be where you are now also. Remember, you're being turned off and on continuously, out of time, and we don't necessarily know that, because our senses do not respond quick enough to know when we're not here. But when we're not here, we're going to be there. And you may feel energies move in your body, move around your body as the healings take place. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as we go up so you can actually feel the energy shift. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So for you newcomers, I'll describe different rooms that we're in right now. We're on the Lightship. The light beings are working with you. If you have a Christian background, you might want to just call these angels, okay? And that's just one way to kind of interpret who and what they are. From my standpoint, they have not incarnated yet, so they're still in divine energies. And here we go. We're going up now. We're there. We're having our consultation. And we're now going into the first room, and this room is where they're going to be working with our blood. So if we have any concerns with our blood in our body, what you want to do is request a healing. And requesting the healing is what's needed because the light does not interfere with you, and it gives you free choice, free will, so you want to request healing. So we're having our blood worked with right now, and we can be in many, many rooms at one time. And we're going into the room where they have the hot tubs. And we're in this room now with the golden gel. There's golden gel all around us. You might feel your body energy change a little bit here as this happens. And we're going to bring in one of the divine energies that was here on this planet. And this energy will be Mother Mary. So we're going to bring in her spirit energy. So if you're on the website, either creationlightship.com or BBS, just bring up the light being. On the BBS program, it's about an inch and a quarter, inch and a half down on your scroll bar. We're going to energize this light beam with the energy of Mother Mary. So here we go. And I'm going to increase the energy as she comes in so you can feel her. So I'll use the word stronger to do this. So stronger, 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 stronger. And you might see the rays around her forehead change. You're going to see the picture become more three-dimensional, which is very common. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh boy, this feels very, very good. So this is the energy of Mother Mary. And remember, this energy that we work with on the light ship is not mind energy, so you're not going to find it inside of your head. It's strictly through your heart center. What we're going to do next is go into another room on the light ship. And this room here is where they're going to be working with us to release physical body pain. So this is what I call the pain release room. And there's many light beings here also that work with us. If you're able to see psychically, you're going to be able to see maybe light beings. You might feel their energies. And here we go. In the pain release room, we're going to bring in the pain release energy to you. I'll just count to 10. So here it comes. And some people like to put their hand on their body where they have pain. And again, request healing. Just think of it and see how this works for you. So here comes the energy to help you to release pain out of your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll go into another location. And again, just keep requesting your healing, maybe every 15 seconds or so. And we're going to go into a room where they work with our teeth and our gums, sinuses, nose, and ears. So this is where a lot of doctors are working with us. And you will probably feel your saliva changing. So here we go. We're in this room right now. And we're going to bring in some special oxygen for us to breathe. We'll bring in oxygen number 27. So here it comes. And we'll bring it in. I'll just count to 5 to bring it into us. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it's here. You may want to exhale, inhale a few times here. And this is a brand new oxygen for your body. And it also promotes healing. We'll bring in another oxygen, number 18. And here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring in one more. We'll bring in one to help out people who may have a kidney, maybe bladder infection. And this oxygen is going to be number 5 here. For tonight, number 5 will work for this, okay? It may not always work as the same oxygen number, but number 5 is for this type of situation tonight. So here we go. And this will not work on the archives. I should have mentioned that initially. So the light chip healings only work live when I'm online with people because they have to connect with you energetically. And I only do that on the shows on Saturday night here when we go to the light chip. So here we go. Here's number 5 coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we need some more of that. a few people out there who are in need of this situation, so we're going to bring it in much, much stronger. So here we go, bringing it in stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's go into another room on the light shift. Let's go to where they have a golden waterfall. And this is gold energy coming into your body. Goes in between all of your cells, nourishes your cells, goes between the spaces, through the spaces, and here comes the gold energy. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. So how's that feeling, Sylvia?
Everything feels so great. For me, it's my body is really relaxed and at the same time energized, so I'm actually less tired. I'm much more awake and feeling vibrant than I was before we went. But it's not like, harsh. It's very relaxing and soothing at the same time. It's just wonderful.
Wonderful. That's good. So if you're curious, if this is the first time you're listening, the healings are instantaneous. And the healings work according to your genetic predisposition. So basically, in a nutshell, it's what your ancestors believed about healing and what type of energy was healing them. And a lot of times what they believed in or prayed to would not offer healing, so they may not even believe in this, and you have that programmed inside of yourself. So this is why healings may not work for you, because your ancestors programmed this energy already in you, and you're running their programs in this lifetime. Remember, the history, the past, the herstory, her story always repeats itself, you see. And this is why you need to have current clearings in this lifetime to help your body have a clearing. So here we go. We're going to bring in another energy. We're bringing the silver energy. Here it comes. So I'll just bring it in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So for most people, you're probably feeling your body. If you have a problem someplace, energy blockage, we'll do a chakra alignment here. You may feel your body heating up. You might feel your body pulsing. You might feel tingles. You could even feel the energy being cold sometimes. I think most people actually feel the energy of healing being warm. So here we go. Into the chakra alignment, go into your heart chakra, repositioning that. Throat chakra, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Do an opening now to expand the chakra energies to facilitate more healing for you. So I'll use the word spin. You'll go body width with the energy. This is what I was doing for a lot of people today in Union Square. So here we go. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And going down now to your solar plex area, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. So you may have a lot more energy flowing through your body. And we're going to go to another location. We'll go into the room where the dolphins are. And this is a great room. There's three dolphins. Most of the light beings work with groups of three. Most are males. There are females. We'll bring those in next here. You can experience a dolphin energy. Here they come, these wonderful dolphins. And if you want to put your hand in front of you, you can actually feel the energy of the dolphins in front of you. You can feel their skin texture. So it's quite something. So here comes the dolphins. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So again, just relax, request your healing. If you have a condition, you may want to put your hand in that area that sometimes people like to do. And I want to go to a room where the females are going to be working with us with their skin. They work with our muscles. They'll do a little foot massage on us, toe massage, shoulder massage, neck massage. So you're going to feel your body relaxing here within the next 5 minutes very nicely. So we're in this room where the females are coming. And you can watch the light beam on your monitor screen if you like. And here comes the females into this light beam. So I'll just count to 10 to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And for you people who are new, this light beam was drawn by a lady who went on one of my conference calls that we had. I think she drew this on the four-hour call, and it was live. She saw the light beam, and she sketched this out instantly during the call. And this is what we're using here on the program, is what she drew after having contact and seeing this light beam. So here we go. We're going to go into one other room. We're going to go into the room where the light beam choir is, and they'll start to sing to you. You might actually feel the energy from the vibrations of their wonderful songs that they sing to you. So we're in this room right now. And you just kind of sit back, relax, and I'll just put the light on mute so you can experience this wonderful energy. So I'll see you back in about a minute. Remember, keep requesting healing. And if you have a problem with maybe a leg or an ankle, you may want to get up right now and walk around a little bit. Walking can actually indicate, or you can tell the light beams, you know, that you need a little more work if that's so. If it feels fine to you, then thank them. And I'll put you on some silence again for a little bit here. Okay, so we'll go into one final room before we come back from the light ship. And we'll go into the room, remember you're having your body massaged right now, so you may actually feel very, very relaxed. We're going to go into the room where they have the very large hot tubs. This is used to help detoxify our bodies. So you may actually feel this energy around you. Right now we're in a color of green in the hot tubs. And this is a green gel. It doesn't touch your skin, but it radiates all through your body. So here we go. And if you wish to have your body temperature changed up or down, you can request that too. And you may feel yourself either getting warmer or cooling off a little bit. So we're in this room right now. And again, if you had any animals or pets you wanted to bring up, they're also having their wonderful healings with the special light beings that work with that particular type of creation energy. So here we go. Remember, we're different than what the animals are. So we're having that done for them. And these healings are unique. They're between you and the light beam doctors. So this is how the healings work. We're going back into the room, which we call the like the consultation room, orientation center. And this is where they're talking with you right now before you come back from the light ship, telling you what they've done with you. and also what you may need to know. You may bring this back to you consciously. It may come to you sometime or maybe not at all. Everybody's a little bit different on how they sense, feel energies. But you will know that you've been to the light ship because you're probably very relaxed right now and you're also out of time. So we've been on the light ship for probably about 15 minutes. And to me, the time went by maybe like about a minute or two. So here we go. We're going to be coming back from the light ship. So we're being greeted by our pets and animals. We're coming back down again. And now we're here. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Oh, that was just amazing, and I hope everyone really enjoyed that. I see, let's see, a couple comments on the fast chat. Someone just got hungry after the golden energy. It must have really energized him. And my pets have come around, and they just, my dog is here just happy and, you know, just totally relaxed and snoring and just loves. Whenever, Ron, you go to the light ship, she just comes around and just gets really close and lays down and just loves the energy. It's just great to watch. Are you there?
Oh.
Oh, there we are.
What do you want to do tonight, Sylvia? Should we do some emotional healing for people?
Oh, that sounds great.
Let's do a sample of that here. So we'll go back 7 days. And I'll do this slow for the people that want to actually feel the energy. We'll go through the chakras one by one for a couple of these particular days. So 7 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 6 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'll just keep on doing it this way. And 4 days ago, remember the sixth chakra is your forehead, first chakra is the base of your spine. So 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So I'll just talk about some of the healings that we had today in Union Square. It's quite interesting. I was checking people's energies as they flow down their arms down to the palm chakra. So I was doing one gentleman, and I put, after doing the chakra alignments for him, I checked his right hand, and he had his palms up, and the little pendulum that I was using was spinning probably about a 4-inch arc in a circle, which is what you want to have. As long as it's a nice circle, it's great. Then I went to his left palm chakra, and it just kind of moved back and forth, which means that there's a problem. So I looked at it and went up to his shoulder, and that seemed fine, and went down to his elbow. That was fine. I found that his wrist was blocked, so I unblocked the wrist. That took about 2 seconds, and put the pendulum there, and, yeah, it was flowing energy, a nice circle. Went to his palm chakra. Still nothing. I go, well, that's really strange, because normally that fixes it. So he all of a sudden piped up that he just got married, and he had a wedding ring on. He said, should I take the wedding ring off or something like that? And I said, yeah, you could. Let's try that, you know. And he took it off, and lo and behold, it's about a 6-inch diameter circle. And he goes, yeah, I wonder if I should get a divorce. So that was quite something to see. Because that ring was actually, I don't know, you know, you can surmise what it would be. Taking away his energy completely out of his hand, blocking the energy, controlling his energy, all different ways of saying it here. I couldn't give him any advice naturally, but he saw the ramifications of that, which was... to me, very, very interesting. And then I had another person where I did it. They had a ring on, and there's no problem at all. But with him, maybe his body didn't like the person. I don't know. But you can be the judge of that one. But just things happen, and that was a validation of you know what happened to him when he had the ring on. So back to you, Sylvia.
Is it possible that there's some that people can have some type of courting to others through objects like that?
Oh yes, and it's very possible. Maybe the relatives of the person put a lot of energy on that ring, but you know, whatever happened, his body did not like it, so it stopped the energy flow to his hand. So you might say, what's going to happen to him maybe later on in life if that stays that way? Well, he'll probably, typically his hand will basically not work very well. You know, worse comes to worse, maybe it'll atrophy because you have to have energy going into your hand, you know, there's nothing there. So anyway, I won't get into what happens. I worked with a lady who was starting to do the chakras, and she, you know, I saw that her throat chakra was kind of messed up, and she had starting of cancer because she smokes. So I told her that and released the energy out of her throat, and then I found later from one of the people there who was talking to them after that she felt this tremendous amount of like maybe heat, like a fiery feeling leave her when I was doing the healing. So she may have been possibly cured of cancer, you know, in about, you know, 15 seconds. I don't know, but I guess she was pretty amazed at it. But I told her that if she kept smoking, she probably would not live past, you know, 5 years from now. But, you know, aside from that, you know, we have to really honor our body. And I asked her how much she loved her body. And she goes, right now, I guess I don't love it very much. So that's a couple of the scenarios that we had. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a request or two requests for an entity release.
Okay, that's good. Entities are emotional bodies of people who pass on. They're invisible. Much like your spirit, they take on the typical appearance. Remember, you've all seen ghosts on TV. Maybe, you know, there's a lot of shows out now showing ghost hunters, etc. But the ghost energy is from the emotional body. And when people die, that emotional body kind of hangs around. And that's called a spirit. And some people think that these emotional bodies come and visit you. And they think it's a spirit that looks out of your eyes, which normally is not the case. The spirit that looks out of your eyes will visit you maybe for a short time. I would say typically no more than a couple of years. For most people or most spirits, I would say probably a couple of months. And then it's put into the other side, we'll call it, which I call the light of the darkness. But what hangs around here is the emotional body. So they attach to people, they body hop. When somebody passes over, these energies, since they're familiar with the relatives, can hop into your relatives or even into you during the funeral process. And this is why people say, yeah, you're acting just like, you know, your grandmother or something as you do a personality change. And this is what happens. So they body hop through all kinds of people. They could be here for tens of thousands of years, and what they do is bring you their experience of the bodies that they lived in, and when they come to you, then they give you typically addictions or maybe habits. You probably have seen people who all of a sudden out of the blue, like young children will say maybe start singing older songs. Maybe that was possibly sung maybe 50 or 60 years ago, and you wonder, gee, how could this five-year-old start singing a song that maybe you heard maybe 30 to 60 years ago, depending on your age, because they have no way of knowing that, and they're singing the song or humming it or something. Well, it's because they have a emotional body in them from probably one of the relatives or one that hopped into them, and it's just experiencing life, and this is what they're doing. This is how you can explain the quote-unquote gifted children. And how they have a lot more talents because they have these entities with them that are expressing themselves in this new body that they've attached to. So if you're wondering why people have gifted children, this is the main reason. They probably have emotional bodies, maybe professors, maybe somebody of the arts come into them, and they're able to play a piano wonderfully. And you go, well, how could this four-year-old child do this? Well, it's because they have an entity in them that wants to play a piano, and they come in and they take over the body. So they're actually possessed of these energies. And this is how these things happen. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. So did we actually do an entity release there for people?
Let's do that. Here we go.
Great. Thank you.
So the first entity we're going to take out, we'll deal with addictions here. And so instead of doing just a blanket entity release, we'll do one for addiction. So let's do people who smoke, okay? So this is for smoking. We're going to release what we can now. I'll count to 10, and we'll get them out of you. And you could have thousands of these in you. We may only get out 100 of them. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here's more coming out. So if you smoke, you might actually sense, feel cigarettes now, maybe in your breath, as these entities start to leave you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another big addiction here is people who drink. So here we go. This is people who are drinking alcohol. Same process. 1, get rid of these entities. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's good. So let's do people who are addicted to soft drinks, because that's a big thing now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's do one for maybe food addictions. You might be have entities in you that like to eat something that may not be good for you. So let's just say some food that's very fattening, and whenever you go by this particular location, whatever it would be, they want you to stop there and have some of this. So here we go. This is for food addictions. Just think of something that you want to release now. This is your choice. Lightship will never take away anything from you because it's your experience unless you ask to have a healing. Remember, on the lightship, if you take the Bible and take out the word Father and put in creation lightship or lightship there, it'll have more meaning to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one more here. This is for people who have a compulsion to spending money. So here we go. Take these entities out of you. Remember, they want to experience this through you. They don't care who and what you are, basically. if you're rich or poor or whatever, they just want to have the sensation of doing this particular addiction. They don't care what happens to your body afterwards or your financial status. They just want to spend or drink or smoke or eat food that may be harmful to you. Here we go. These are the ones that have a compulsion towards spending lots of money, even giving it away. You never know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, wow. So when you were working with people today, Ron, in Union Square, did you experience any types of entity releases with people or see anything like that going on?
Why not? I didn't see too much as far as entities. I may have taken some out, but I wasn't really focusing on that. What I was doing mainly is just chakra alignments and then working with the pendulum to show people that it actually worked. And then I did a few emotional trauma releases on people.
Oh, that's great.
And then plus people had specialized conditions for healings. One lady had an ankle problem. We fixed that. That took probably maybe half a minute to do. Another person had a neck problem that I can remember. Another one had a wrist problem. One lady had a headache. I'm sure there's other things. Another gentleman had a hip problem. But there's been so many that it's hard to say. But we had a lot of fun. I think each person probably had a couple minutes of time with me. And then I also worked with groups of people all at one time. So it was quite nice. But I know we worked on probably at least 70 people minimum. So, and I think we're there for probably about maybe 2 hours. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have Yolanda on the fast chat. And she's asking if you could bring in the energy of Saint Germain from the light ship.
Okay, so here we go. So come into your heart center if you wish to look at the monitor screen in front of you. Just bring up the light being again. We'll bring in Saint Germain right now. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, these energies are all heart-based energies. And you can bring in Saint Germain from the darkness, the light of the darkness. Remember, the darkness creates an artificial light that looks like light. This is what people have when they have their near-death experiences, and they come back over again and they tell you how wonderful it was. They were actually in the light of the darkness. And the darkness mimics all of the divine energies and tricks people. This is why you must go to your heart center to get the true divinity. And this is the teachings of Jesus, to stay in your heart. Don't go outside of yourself looking for the divine energy because you already have it. And not to pray outside of yourself because you become prey at that time. So this is the whole process, is to get rid of the darkness and stay in your heart. When you're in the mind, you're in time. And when you're in time, you're controlled by the time energy of the darkness. They created universal mind, collective consciousness. They give you your thoughts, mind programs, mind programming. Your body's used to this because it's controlled in time. When you're in your heart center, then you're out of that negativity. So people say, how do I get out of the negativity of living here? Well, if you become heart-centered and you live in your heart, you have your thoughts come from your heart, you're not going to have that. And then from there, it's a must for you to call back your spirit fragments that have left from pain and trauma, because you're not in your body completely with your spirit. So you want to integrate the parts of you that left. And when that happens, you start having more spiritual consciousness. just being in your heart is a starting point. That's, to me, like preschool stuff. You have to get in your heart first, so that's the number one thing to do. Then from there, you start working on yourself to clear away the densities, to bring your spirit more into your body, because it has to, you know, unite with all of your cells to have healing. And if you don't have your spirit with you, then it's very hard and difficult to have a divine healing, because your spirit is your healer. This is why the light ship comes, because humanity is in such awful states now of mind control that you have to have help. So back to you, Sylvia.
St. Germain energy feels so good. Thank you for bringing that in, and thank you so much, Yolanda, for the request. That's great. And let's see. I think I saw from Pauline asking about if it's possible to have a sample of the dark side practitioner clearing.
Yeah, so I'll just talk about that. A dark side practitioner is typically someone who sends you mind energies, okay? It could be your neighbor, or it could be somebody who maybe, you know, goes out and lights candles and does prayers, you know, in your name, maybe against you, to take over your energy field of your body. It could be practitioners who want to steal part of your soul, witchcraft, voodoo, etc. So all of these are under the same umbrella. And it's also the New Age movement, which is having your thoughts control your reality. People concentrate on that. Remember, if you want to find a parking place, which is the thing that people talk about the most, what are you doing? You have mind control, sending out negative cords to someone else, and you're controlling them using your mind to move the car. So there's no love in that at all. It's just strictly the battle of the minds. So if you get a bunch of people together to get you to move your car, you probably will. Remember, your mind can bend spoons. How does that happen? Well, it's very simple. It just does. So your mind's very powerful. And this is why you want to have the dark side practitioner clearing. If you did something to somebody one day, maybe they're thinking about you, and just thinking about you will send you a negative cord to your body, and it can start taking away your life force energy. So this is on the website, Creation Lightship Healing, under the online healings. If you do the session, it's a whole life clearing. Starts at your current age and goes back to when you were conceived, then you want to definitely get the unlimited session on that, which is an additional $50, so you can go on it whenever you choose to and have the stuff cleared off of you. So the people who go on here are people who know they've been psychically attacked. They know about witches and warlocks, etc., doing evil spells on them. Maybe they can't get a job. Maybe they were successful in their life and just nothing seems to materialize or come to fruition for them, and they feel stuck, and they don't know what to do about it, and they know that something is interfering in their livelihood. This clearing will help you. This is why I say get on it probably 3 times a day. Get the clearing and get the stuff off. So here we go. We're going to give a sample of this here. So we can do it two ways. It's up to you, your choice. You can think of somebody, you know, that you know is thinking of you all the time and giving you bad energy, or you can just allow the light ship to take off the energy off of you, whatever they find for this amount of time that we're doing this here. So here we go. This is your choice. You can think of a couple people, too, if you wish. And here we go. I'll count to 10 as it gets released from you, and you should feel more energy in your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow, it's pretty negative. 6, 7. Wow, whenever I yawn, it's a lot of negativity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel energy moving more in your body. And it's like on the fast chat, we have heart drop. Great. Thank you for mentioning that. So this is what you can do daily, and I recommend this probably 3 times a day. This will get you more heart-centered. It allows you to bring your awakening thoughts, your awakening consciousness into your heart. And when you're there, then it is impossible to think of a negative thought. And so you're actually in the divine flow of the creative source energy, and then you're out of mind energy, which is the negativity. Just remember, the judgment energy is what you want to get out of, and the controlling implants, mind control programs that the darkness is giving you. Remember, the darkness is the mind energy that's inside of your head that gets transmitted to you and all of your thoughts. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, we'll call it, inside of your head, whatever works for you there. And the first floor of the elevator will be your heart center. We're going to have this body get surrendered. This is your thoughts, what you think with, the voice inside of your head. We're dropping this down into your heart center so it can be in the light. Then you only have light energy to deal with, and then that's pure love. Here we go. Dropping down, think of an elevator going down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should feel like you're in your heart now. Think a thought, and that's where it should come from. You should feel very, very peaceful, very centered, and you should be able to have your connection to your own divine spirit now. This is why you want to become heart-centered, to get your spiritual guidance. Spiritual guidance of the light will never come into your head. That's the darkness posing as that, giving you voices, etc. So the only way to get the true light is to come into your heart center. And then if you want to bring in energies like from the light ship, we'll say, the masters, saints, and angels, have them come into your heart. Your spirit will not allow anything of negativity, of the darkness, to come into you. Remember, the darkness poses itself as the light also. So it gets very confusing for people, but your spirit is the gateway. It will keep out, the doorkeeper will say, well, it'll keep out the darkness. It can't allow darkness to come into itself. So if you bring in, say, Jesus, you want to have him come in through your heart center. If it's a Jesus of the darkness, a fabrication, it won't come in. Your spirit will not allow that. In your mind, you can bring it in all day long. In your heart, it only brings the authentic one in, a pure source energy from the light ship. And these energies are here to help us, but most people don't understand that, and they go into their head to bring them in. This is what churches have taught you to do. So, and that's the darkness, too. So back to you, Sylvia. That's the ET gods. I'll just talk about that. We all know about the different landing bases, we'll call it, on this planet, where you can go look down and see landing sites when you're in an airplane. These are from the aliens. You can also recognize the energies, like in the Bible, where they talk about lights from the sky, you know, fiery lights coming down from the heavens. These are all aliens that have come here, and they brought us religions, ways to control us. And if you just get back to the teachings of Jesus, not to go outside of yourself, not to pray to any false gods or anything like that, that means that you stay with your heart center. You're already connected to the divine. You don't need anything outside of yourself to be connected to or with. This is what he was teaching. His teachings are very basic. Stay with your divine spirit with you. Don't go outside of yourself to get hooked up, connected to, and be preyed upon as you pray. So don't do that. And this is why we have the dark side practitioner clearing. So if you feel preyed upon, by these gods that you go into churches to pray to. Remember, every church has a particular race of aliens that control that church, and then from there it gets divided down into maybe individuals from alien races that are taking your energy from you. This is why you don't want to pray and go outside of yourself. So like I say, if Jesus walked the earth, what church would he go into? None of them, because they're all not doing what he told you to do. Don't separate yourself from the divine. Stay within inside of yourself. So back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, could we do samples of a couple of the other bodies, like we did the emotional body? How about the mental body?
Okay, here's a mental body clearing. So I'll go back 7 days. I'll do this fast here. So 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Another clearing here. We'll do a sensory body. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. We'll do a feeling body. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Pain body. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. We'll do a body for mind looping. This is very interesting. This is for people who have the same thoughts recycling over and over and over again. They can't get out of their own way. And this happens to a lot of people because the mind program keeps running, kind of like a broken record, doing the same groove over and over again, and that can be very frustrating. So here we go, a mind loop clearing. I'm going to count to 20 to give you a sample of this here. The samples are nice for you to understand that they do work. We have full life clearings for these. So here we go. And all the healings on the website under the online healings are active. You can go on it whenever you choose to. You can use PayPal, and they work perfectly fine. So here we go. This is mind looping. So we'll count it to 20 to release some of this energy from you. It's like the cat chasing its tail or the dog. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And I just got kind of warm at the last five numbers here. We'll do it again for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And we'll do another clearing here. We'll take you out of some of the planets that are controlling you. This is your natal chart along with many, many other things. Remember, the dark side gave you a natal chart to control your life in this lifetime. Not like the light where you have free choice, free will. This is the darkness giving you a predetermined script on your life. So here we go. Release you out of 10 planets. Number one planet released. You may feel cordings leave your body and also maybe mental programming. Number two planet released, three released, four released, five released, six released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. So there we go. That's a very, very important clearing to get these things off of you. These planets take away your energy. They cord you just like people do. And all of a sudden you find yourself running these patterns from the planets. So you're like the recipient of mind control from them. And you do follow those scripts. That's the dark side script for you, which is your natal chart. And they do work. So you want to get out of that. Back to you, Sylvia. Looks like our time is kind of getting close to an end here. But, so I'll just to mention our next workshop here in New York will be at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center next Tuesday, which is June 9th, 8:30 to 9:30. The address is 241 West 30th Street. And then we're going to be in Union Square next Saturday at around 6 o'clock, Saturday the 13th. And we're going to be doing some more healing. So if you're interested in having some healing, we'll be there probably across from Virgin Records there on the square area. There's a place that we can go to. Just look for us. We'll have a little sign there talking about free healings, and you can come up and experience a healing. So tell all your friends, and we'll have a great time next Saturday. We have a conference call coming up on Monday. It's $20 for 1 hour lightship healing. So if you liked what we had today, this is what we do. And then we have our other sessions coming up on the 20th of this month, a 4 hour ascension call. The cost is $60. And we're on the lightship for 4 hours. We do water charging. So I'll just say in closing, thank you everybody who was with us. We had a large group of people, supporters, enjoying the healings too. And being here in New York is quite nice. And if you're listening and you had a healing, I'll just say blessings to you also. And tell all your friends so we can see you next weekend. And go to the website, creationlightship.com. And we'll probably post the time we're going to be there also in case it changes on the event calendar. But that's what I'm planning to do right now, is to be there at 6 o'clock to probably about 8 o'clock doing healing. So you can get my phone number if you wish there, and give me a call, or just give me an email too. So thank you, and back to you, Sylvia.
Well, thank you, Ron, for this amazing night of healing and the light ship. Thank you to all the light beings that were helping us tonight, and thank you to all the listeners who are with us, and we will see you. Ron's radio program here on BBS runs 4 times a week, Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, Wednesday at 7, and those are on Station 1, Friday on Station 2 at 5 minutes before 7, and then Saturday night at 9 on Station 1. So we'll see you next time. Blessings, everyone. Good night.